But right now it's time for the Positive Chats podcast, and we're going to be talking with two guests this morning. We have Elise Leverett and Casey Fegley on the line. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful, because you're in Florida, aren't you?
Yes, we're sitting out in the sunshine right now.
Just not right. But it's kind of interesting that two of you this morning on a Tuesday. So that was a neat coincidence. But we are here to talk to you about The Adventures of Kate and Leo, Shalom.
And yes.
Let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Tell us about yourselves and how you came to this point of writing a book.
We actually did a little fast together. I have three little boys, all under four. When we were doing this fast, they were running around and being crazy. And towards like the middle of it, I think we were a couple days in to a 5-day fast. And we both like got this download at the same time of multiple books, this whole series of Kate and Leo and all these different adventures to learn the heart of Yahweh and to teach our kids and raise our kids up to know him and know all the facets of him and to not have to remember anything, but to just be led through. So it was our little fast together.
Yes, we fasted for about 5 days. And after that, we learned that we just wanted to create an adventure series where children can explore and learn about the amazing truth of who they are in and with God. So literally out of nowhere.
Well, tell us how you two came to know each other.
So I moved to St. Pete probably about 8 years ago. And Elise, when did you move here?
I moved about 4 years ago.
So I started going to a church here called Liberty Church. That's where I met Jacob and Elise, her and her husband. Literally from the first minute we met, we were close friends. We started hanging out multiple times a week. It was history from there.
We ended up serving on the prayer team together. And I was miraculously healed after 14 years of severe, severe illness. And Casey was on the prayer team as I was healed or when I was healed. And so I quickly joined the prayer team after that, and we hit it off. And one of our friends, the first time we really like hung out together to go to a concert, was that
Kim Walker Smith?
Yeah, Kim Walker Smith. Yeah. She's like, I feel like you guys are going to be really good friends. And we're like, okay.
We thought it was kind of weird. Yeah. So like, I don't know this girl. And then lo and behold, we're like, yes,
here we are. Yeah. 4 years later, great friends, writing a book and talking with you, Jeff.
Yes, such a pleasure.
Well, again, thanks for your time this morning. Now tell us about Kate and Leo. Who are they?
They are two characters. So everything is sort of male driven in this world. And so we really wanted a powerful female voice to be teaching her peer as sort of just a different way of going about things and the balance of the feminine and masculine. And that's how Kate and Leo came to be. And Casey just had the names as soon as we were like, what should their names be? And he's like, Kate and Leo. And I was like, oh, awesome. Great. Let's,
and she was
let's
just
do
like,
this.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's great. Yeah. So that's how the character names came to be.
So it's The Adventures of Kate and Leo. And the subtitle is called Shalom. Now, when we think of the word shalom, we think of the Jewish faith, and that's a word that Jewish people use a lot. And certainly, you know, little kids don't use that word much, and a lot of Christians don't use that word much. For those right. that aren't familiar with the word shalom, can you explain that for us?
Exactly why we chose that, because it has so many meanings, and you're so right. It's mostly used in the Jewish realm. Behind the word shalom are endless. It could mean joyful wonder, abundance, peace, rest. There's so many different meanings of the word shalom, and we just wanted to kind of put that out there. And it's also in the book, the different meanings of shalom and how you're able to enter that peace in God.
It was funny when you were explaining, you know, your fast as your God led you to this book. You had your kids running around. I'm sure you were kind of hoping for shalom during that time, huh?
I'm sure she was.
Yes. You know, it's something that's so real and applicable in my personal life. And so as we were creating these books, like as we kind of dove into the downloads that we got, this one was so applicable for me as well, you know, as our little kids teach us and we teach our kids. As we kind of created this series, teach kids, we learned more and entered into a higher level of rest and peace. And absolutely my life with three little boys under four, my oldest just turned four, is very loud and messy and dirty. And I absolutely need to be in rest and in shalom and living from in order to parent effectively without losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
How would you teach that concept to a young one?
In the book, we teach different aspects of shalom in a really simple way to them. So one of them is joyful wonder. And I think that's something that kids naturally have. You know, the Bible says that we are to be like the little children. And so if we can teach them now what rest and wonder and to keep that joy and that peace about them, then moving forward, they're not going to have to necessarily relearn anything. You know, they're not going to necessarily be shut down by the constructs of this physical world, but that they will be led into more instead of shut off and closed off as they get older. That's why we feel like it's so important to teach these young kids. And as they are children, then we learn to become more childlike too. It's this beautiful balance.
It's tough enough to get a young child to sit and be quiet and time out. How can we get our children to understand that you do need to take some time to be quiet?
That is a very good question. Actually, I have two nephews and they're 6 and 8. I tried to do with them a little meditation with them, and you're right. It's not normal. It's not something that comes naturally. It's just continuing to reinforce the fact that it is important. And from that joyful wonder, it brings the childlike faith. It brings so many different aspects. It brings abundance and harmony.
With my little boys, every day we say the fruits of the spirit. So a different form of affirmation. So I am love, I am joy, I am peace. Yeah. And so that's how we start our day. And my boys are tiny, they're little 4, 2, and 8 months old. And so, but that's how we start our day. And we start by breathing together and start in that rest. And they are crazy little boys. They're just the happiest little boys. And they're very normal with temper tantrums and stuff like that. But teaching them to step back and breathe and to not get so caught up in the moment and so caught up in the emotion behind that. One of the future books will be The Fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Is something, another really practical application. But in our book, we encourage kids to breathe and enter into the different aspects of shalom and to walk with them and to engage. And what does that mean to them? There's a part of the book where the kids get to, you know, what does it mean to you, and draw it, be creative. Yeah. What does it mean to you? And my little boys are still too young for that, but Casey's nephews absolutely love that. And that's another practical way to teach them to what does it mean? Another really great way for us to learn what does shalom mean to them.
We're chatting with Elise Leverett and Casey Fegley, authors of the book, The Adventures of Kate and Leo, Shalom. So what in Kate and Leo experience in their journey? What are some of the examples you use, the experiences that they go through?
So the book starts off with them learning how to breathe and stepping into the heart of God, really. And then from there, they go into some of the different aspects of the meanings of shalom, such as harmony, joyful wonder, abundance. And so in each of those, there are a few little things that go on in the story. Like in one of them, it's raining in the picture and the little boy's like, oh no, it's raining. And Kate says, oh no, it's the best time to dance. So it's taking every circumstance and how there's able to be shalom in every single circumstance, no matter what.
Tell us a little bit more about the animation.
My mom did the actual original one, and then Elise and I kind of did our own drawings on top of them. And then we actually just recently had them polished up a little bit so they look a little bit less hand-drawn. And then the backgrounds are actually photos
from our own travels and our own life.
Yes.
Situations that we have been in personally. So Kate and Leo walk through those situations, very common and very relatable to children's situations. And the shift that when we are in rest and in peace and in shalom, how there is a shift of perspective, and teaching children that shift of perspective, just like Casey was saying, with it's raining as we're walking and we're hiking, but it's actually, if we shift our perspective into shalom, that it can be a beautiful time to dance, you know,
cool,
to stomp on the puddles. and to enjoy that childlike beauty.
Yeah, we're talking with Elise Leverett and Casey Fegley. The book is The Adventures of Kate and Leo. Shalom. What age group is this book written for? Is it something that parents would read to a certain age group? What age group would be able to read this actually for themselves?
I think, honestly, it's for people of all ages, because both Elise and I have learned so much by reading other Christian children's books that they have published that I think people of all ages.
My little boys love it. They love the color. They love the drawings. They scribble scrabble in the back. But Casey's nephews can engage more, you know, at 6 and 8. They are at a higher level of engagement and understanding, and they can engage with the different aspects and draw a little bit more and have a higher understanding as we get older. But truly, like, as we have written this and every time we read it, we well. That's where it really is from all ages. Like, truly, I bought some of Seraph's other children's books by the wonderful Lindy Masters and Rebecca Morris. And holy cannoli, I learned so much. Mm-hmm. I learned so much in teaching my kids. It's such a beautiful thing.
So you mentioned there's more adventures to come with Kate and Leo.
There are more adventures to come for Kate and Leo.
The fruit
on the lookout.
Yeah, Fruit of the Spirit. What are some other ones that we have? Pipeline. Praise and worship. The different aspects of nature that cry out to Yahweh and praise Him.
Abundance.
When can we look forward to having these books available?
We may or may not be working on a few this week. So hopefully within the next couple months.
Right now you can get Kate and Leo, The Adventures of Kate and Leo Shalom on Amazon.
All right. Do you guys have any website or social media that people can get in touch with you or find out more information?
Through Seraph's website, Seraph Creative, their website, we do have more.
Right. The website is spelled S-E-R-A-P-H and then the word creative.org. Thank you so much for chatting with us today and about your book, The Adventures of Kate and Leo Shalom. And again, you said it's available on Amazon.
Thank you
Thank you so much for having us. Such a pleasure.
God bless. Enjoy talking with you and looking forward to your future books. We'd love to hear from you then.
Thank you so much, Jeff.